Long before the Backstreet Boys or BTS, there was a boy band called the Comedian Harmonists. A vocal sextet in Weimar, Germany, they were world famous. But once the Nazis rose to power, they were silenced because three members were Jewish. Jeff London reports their story has been turned into a Broadway musical called Harmony, with a score by pop superstar Barry Manilow.
About 30 years ago, playwright Bruce Sussman, who had collaborated with Barry Manilow on the musical Copacabana, went to a screening of a 3.5-hour German documentary about the Comedian Harmonists.
And instead of being daunted by it, I was completely overwhelmed by it in the most positive way. And I ran to a payphone and called Barry and said, I think I might have found the story we would like to musicalize.
Barry Manilow had never heard of them, but was immediately smitten by their sophistication.
They were a combination of the Manhattan Transfer musically and the Marx Brothers comedy.
And Bruce Sussman says the Comedian Harmonists had an amazing stage-worthy story, rising from impoverished street musicians in Berlin to international celebrities, performing with singers like Marlene Dietrich and Josephine Baker.
They sold millions of records at a time when the recording industry was in its infancy. They made 13 films, performed in the greatest concert halls around the world. And 1933, Hitler comes to power, and some of our group members are Jewish. And how they confront their collision course with history is our second act.
Harmony, did we have harmony? But that's just about all we have. Suddenly, a little harmony, and the poverty's not so bad.
The beauty of it is that, you know, in the most chaotic time in history, three Jews and three Gentiles found harmony.
Warren Carlyle is the show's director and choreographer.
They literally found harmony when the world around them was pulling people apart.
The show has gone through many iterations and productions over the years, but now Harmony is framed as a memory play. The last surviving member of the group, a character known as Rabbi, speaks directly to the audience. He's played by Broadway veteran Chip Zion.
The show is somewhat through the eyes of my character, but I also get to weave in and out of the action a little bit.
When he was working on the show in the 1990s, Barry Manilow actually met the real Rabbi Sikowski, who turned out to be an elderly neighbor who lived just a block away from Manilow in Palm Springs, California.
He was adorable. He went right back to the vaudeville world. He said if they hadn't destroyed what we did, we would have been bigger than the Beatles.
Sierra Boggess plays the rabbi's wife, a Gentile woman named Mary. She is pragmatic and sees the problems the group is facing before they do. Boggess says the cast did research and spoke with a historian.
And he said that the Jews in that time had too much hope and not enough fear. That's really stuck with me, and I wrote that on almost every page of each scene that I would start.
Every day as I sit and sew at my window, I look out on a world that's tearing apart. This is what I see, and what do you see?
The second act brings the Nazi threat quite literally into the audience, says director Warren Carlyle.
When that particular officer walks down the aisle of the Barrymore Theatre, you know the world has changed, because our room has changed.
Harmony may feel especially relevant now because the world outside the room has changed. But Barry Manilow says, unfortunately, the show has always seemed relevant.
Every time we mounted this show, everybody would say, oh, this is the perfect time for Harmony, because it was always this anti-Semitism thing going on all the time, every single time. This was the perfect time for Harmony. But of course, now it's very relevant.
Dare they lift our hearts as we lift our eyes.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The